Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Hot Salt, Forever Salt, from Mark 9, 49 to 50. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. How would you feel being salted with fire? Someone is shaking a big salt shaker over you and hot fiery salt pours out all over your body. Awful image, isn't it? Yes, that is the image of eternal torment. Then Jesus offers a second salt image. Salt is a way of life. The life salt comes when you have salt in you. And what does that mean? To answer that question, you can go to Jesus' teaching in Matthew 5:13, where he says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and be." Yes, salt was vital to that culture to preserve food. And food, of course, was life. Bad salt did no preserving. And if one put bad salt on food to preserve it, the food spoiled. Bad salt meant death. Good salt meant life. You have the good salt life from your Lord, as it says in Matthew 19:17. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Obeying Jesus, you have salt in you. Then you are the one who offers to the world the life-preserving truth of Jesus Christ. Put his commands on your heart. Put his salt in you and live and spread the salt to others. Pause and consider. Jesus' truth preserves your life.